This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. And all summer long, the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown has been presenting the museum's author series program. Timeless stories of the national pastime are told every day in Cooperstown, but during the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum summer author series programs, individual tales of the game's fascinating past come to life through the writers who have chronicled that history. The Hall of Fame is hosting 14 author series events throughout the summer, bringing noted baseball authors to Cooperstown for special lectures and book signings. They occur in the museum's Bullpen Theater at 1 p.m. and are included with museum admission. And coming up this Thursday, July 26th, it's Babe Ruth, A Superstar's Legacy by Jerry Amernick. A longtime writer of both fiction and nonfiction, Jerry Amernick explores the legacy of Babe Ruth on a number of fronts, both in and beyond baseball. It's a legacy that involves sport, culture, business, the arts, and humanity. Unlike any book ever written about the remarkable icon who captured America and the world, A Superstar's Legacy serves as a testament to Ruth's enduring appeal. Jerry Amernick is a writer whose fascination for Babe Ruth began with his novel Gift of the Bambino, which is about a boy and his grandfather and how they are bound by baseball and the spirit of Babe Ruth. He has often written about the Ruth mystique. Joins me now here on Speaking of Writers. Jerry, welcome to this program.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So what originally led you to Babe Ruth?
Well, as you mentioned at the outset there, it really started with a novel. I write both fiction and nonfiction, and it was my first novel, Gift of the Bambino, that came out in 2004. And it was basically a coming-of-age story about a young boy and his grandfather and how they were tied by baseball and Ruth. And even though it was a work of fiction, I did a lot of research on Babe Ruth to write the book and became quite enamored with the guy. And met a lot of people that are involved with preserving the legacy of Ruth along the way. And one of them, of course, was Tom Stevens, who was Babe Ruth's grandson. We met at an event a number of years later, and we kept in touch. And I mentioned to him, you know, I think there's a book that hasn't been done about the legacy of Babe Ruth. There have been many biographies, of course, and many other books about Ruth, but no one really had written a book about his legacy, and that's what this is about. So push came to shove, and last year I finally got it going. It really had been sitting on a burner for a number of years. And so the book does explore the legacy of Ruth on many different elements, and it does go far beyond baseball.
We're chatting with Jerry Amernick. His book is Babe Ruth, A Superstar's Legacy. He'll be appearing at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this Thursday at 1 o'clock. So let's talk about the legacy. Let's start with Ruth, with his legacy and culture. What was it?
Well, I think, first of all, I like to use the analogy here of a perfect storm. You had he came from the Red Sox to the Yankees beginning of 1920, the dawn of the Roaring Twenties. So you had the time, you had the place, New York City, and you had this amazing, dynamic, colorful personality that was Babe Ruth. And I think those things came together and culminated in the story. It's almost a mystical story, a legend of Babe Ruth. And it's been said that, you know, America grew up with him. It was kind of a rags-to-riches story when you consider the time. So I think all those things came together. And, you know, he came, of course, to the Yankees after the Black Sox scandal when baseball was really at a low point and frankly, saved the game. So, but it goes far beyond baseball, as you know, in the book. I get into all kinds of things. It gets into film and art, the business of sports memorabilia, which today is a billion-dollar industry, and he is far and away the biggest name in that industry. In fact, some of the executives in the industry have told me that there's basically two categories. There's Babe Ruth, and then there's everyone else. And we're not just talking about baseball. We're talking about any sport. Sports all over the world, he's number one. At Cooperstown, I think he's still the face of Cooperstown. I devote part of my book to the Babe Ruth Museum in Baltimore, the Babe Ruth League, which is kids playing baseball, which came about in the early 50s with the help of his widow, Claire. And today they have over 1 million participants and 2 million volunteers. So that makes 3 million people involved in the Babe Ruth League. And it goes beyond America. The impact of Ruth was felt, you know, in Canada, Cuba, the Caribbean, of course, Japan. I interviewed the former ambassador to Japanese ambassador to the U.S., Ryozo Kato, who later became the commissioner of Nippon Professional Baseball, which is the big leagues there, and he talked about the impact Ruth has had. So I think in many areas we're talking about, you know, an international figure who had impact all over the world.
Chatting with Jerry Aronek here on Speaking of Writers. The book is Babe Ruth, A Superstar's Legacy, and you can see Jerry at the Baseball Hall of Fame this Thursday, July 26th, in the museum's the Bullpen Museum and the Bullpen Theater.
Right?
Bullpen Theater,
yeah.
Yes, at 1 o'clock this Thursday at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. The photo on the cover of the book, what's the significance of that?
Yeah, well, it's quite amazing. And by the way, I just wanted to mention that I'm also in Cooperstown on the Saturday of induction weekend. I'll be doing a book signing at Willis Mooney Books with Tom Stevens. That's Babe Ruth's grandson, and he wrote the foreword to the book. So the cover is interesting. I came across this photo just about a year ago, and it was a photo taken of Ruth in the Yankees dugout in 1920. And it's I was just taken with the photograph because he looks like a young, powerful guy who can hit 714 home runs, not as he's often depicted, you know, over the years. So the photo was actually, it was a single photo in a wooden frame, and it was up for auction back in 2004, and it was bought by a collector. The photo was signed by Ruth, and it was bought by a collector for $150,000. It was the first, what they call, single-signed photograph of anything, never mind baseball, that fetched over $100,000. So we got hold of the collector, and he was kind enough to give his permission for us to use it on the cover of the book. And I just thought it made for a great cover.
Jerry, what was your research like for this book?
Well, as I say, it really took place over years, and it got into various things. Of course, there's all the baseball stuff in Cooperstown, but What I did is basically I devoted the chapter to each chapter to a different element. For example, the first chapter is about the Babe Ruth exhibit that was at the Smithsonian, National Portrait Gallery at the Smithsonian in Washington, and that wound up just in June of last year. So they portray Americans who have had impact on U.S. history and culture, and it's a very short list. They've done people like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, Ronald Reagan, Martin Luther King, and Babe Ruth is on the list. So he's the only sports figure they've done. And so the impact of Ruth, I say, is quite profound. So it gets into the business side, branding, marketing, culture, film. And so my research really took place over years. But what I did is really made a short list of the key people who were involved in his legacy. And also, I should add that we put it up on a website. We have BabeRuthLegacy.com, and we've done some Babe Ruth Legacy interviews. Some of the major people who were interviewed for the book, I've done 15, 20-minute interviews with each of them, and some of those are pretty interesting. One of them is actually with Julia, his daughter, who is now 102 and still going strong.
Jerry, what's been the reaction from the Ruth family to the book?
Well, they were very supportive. I say Tom, he's an engineer in Nevada. He wrote the foreword. They actually helped me with many things, provided a number of photographs. I've seen a lot of photos that really weren't in the public domain before. So they were very helpful. And in Tom's own words, he said it's really the first book that has attempted to look at the legacy of his grandfather, and I think it is.
Jerry, you spent a lot of time on this subject. What surprised you the most about Ruth?
Well, I think it's the humanity side. I spent an afternoon at the Giamatti Research Library at the Hall of Fame, and I went through the Babe Ruth scrapbooks. And believe it or not, there's 25 Babe Ruth scrapbooks. And you see all the photos, and never mind the stories and everything, but the photos of his visits to hospitals and orphanages and visiting, you know, disabled kids. And these kids, they come in all races, all ethnic groups. I mean, the man was truly colorblind. So the family has told me for every visit that was mentioned in the media, there were 50 that weren't mentioned. And this is a guy who even paid for operations for people who couldn't afford operations. So there's a lot of things that aren't really known about him. But I think a real key story also was why Babe Ruth never got to be a manager. And judging by the research that I've done, I found out that up to 10 major league teams were actually interested in hiring him as a manager, but it never happened. And as their family told me, and I believe that to be the case, Ruth would have advocated the hiring of black ball players. And in those days, of course, that was a no-no. And he had barnstormed against black players, Latino players, Cubans as early as 1918. So he would have advocated that, and also he would have advocated players asking for more money from the owners. So those are two kind of negatives as far as the owners are concerned, and I believe that's the reason he was never hired as a manager.
He's Jerry Amernick. The book is Babe Ruth, A Superstar's Legacy. Jerry, you can see him at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown this Thursday, July 26th. It's part of the museum's author series programs at 1 o'clock in the museum's Bullpen Theater. And you'll also be there, as you mentioned, on Saturday for a signing. That is with Tom Stevens, who is Ruth's grandson as well. And that again, is going to be where?
At the Willis Money Books on Main Street in Cooperstown.
All right, the website, too, that you have is BabeRuthLegacy.com for more info and more interviews, too, that you have up there as well. Jerry, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Steve.
And this is Speaking of Writers, and that's Capital Region Sunday, a production of Town Square Media Albany for this week. We're back again next week with another edition. I'm Steve Richards.